Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on? I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I want to say welcome to drboycetv.com, the home for intelligent black people. Today, we are about to have a great conversation. I want to talk to you about something that I think is pretty freaking serious. A lot of our kids are just on their way to the rat race. They're on their way to the rat race, and it ain't pretty. It's gonna get ugly. It's getting uglier by the second. I'm going to explain to you why it's getting uglier by the second, why the economic situation in America is not on its way to improvement, and why I just came to the conclusion today that if we don't prepare our kids for the future, if we don't get them ready financially, we are screwing them beyond belief. So get comfortable, buckle up a seatbelt. We're going to get started on drboycetv.com right now.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money and the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to drboycetv.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. And when I say intelligent black people, I want to make it clear. Some people get nervous when I say the word intelligent. I guess because they think black people aren't supposed to be smart. I think they think that black people are supposed to be a day late and a dollar short. I think it's because black excellence makes some people nervous. And I'm not talking about white folks. I'm not talking about other people. I think there are other people who actually don't have a problem with black excellence. I think there are black people who get nervous about black excellence. Give me a yes or no if you've noticed this. There are black people who, unfortunately, get nervous when a black man says, let's pull our pants up and get to work. There are people who get nervous when a black woman says, I don't want to get to twerking. I'm going to get to working. Give me a yes or no if you have noticed that there are some black folks who think that if you speak with proper English, somehow you are acting white, that being appropriate is acting white, that being normal is acting white. Give me a yes if you notice how many people there are who think that if you did not grow up in the most horrible hood imaginable and have the most horrible human experience imaginable, if you were not adequately traumatized, well, you ain't black. You ain't really black. You didn't really had no black experience. You don't know what the black experience is like. You ain't never been shot at. Cause you had two parents. I mean, it's crazy, right? You literally have kids that get made fun of because their daddy is in their life. This is how crazy it is, right? And I'm sorry, but I'm the guy that's got to call out the dysfunction. I'm the guy that's going to get people mad at me. I know people get mad at me, and it's okay. You can get mad. You know, if you're a hater, if you're jealous, or if you are just a troll, it's okay to be a troll. It's okay to be a hater. That comes with the territory. But if you're going to be a troll and you come in this room, in this sacred space, you better be a quiet troll. Because if you are a loud troll, if you reveal yourself in the chat, I got moderators that will ban you for life. So if you're going to be a troll. But just if you get mad, go complain on somebody else's page. Or if you get mad, go and just punch the wall. If you get mad, go and cuss out your mama if you want to. Do whatever you want to do. But you can't say nothing up in here. Because if you come in here disrupting what we're trying to accomplish, I'm going to have to send you away. Now, if you want to learn, though, if you want to learn and you want to grow, well, I mean, shoot, this is the place for you. You know, I am a college professor. My PhD is 100% real. Most of the 99.9%, I don't think I've seen a single financial influencer anywhere on the internet. All the people talking about wealth and money and investing, not one single one of them has a PhD in finance. And so so I'm here and I talk to you guys every single day. We do financial consciousness training every morning. It's free to the entire community. So don't you ever believe anybody who tells you, well, the black business school, you can't go to the black business school unless you pay them money. You got to pay them $10 million. You got to the black business school, though, going to charge you. No, you can come to financial consciousness training every morning. I do that every single morning, 7 days a week at 10 a.m. Eastern. If you'd like to join us, just text the word morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, to 87948. and I will let you in. Again, but again, if you come in there trolling and acting a fool, we're going to have to put you out. Because because really, here's the deal. Here's what I think we have to really kind of think about here. And this really is a conversation that I just really want to have for grownups in the room is we got to really think about what we're doing with our children. We have to really think about what's happening with our kids in the context of what's happening with young people everywhere. Give me a guess if you've noticed all the grim statistics about young people not being able to survive financially. How many of you have seen all the data about Gen Zs, the Gen Zers who can't buy a home, who can't afford rent, who can't afford a bag of Takis, who can't afford to live, who can't even afford to go to Burger King? How many of y'all have seen these stats? I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like, and the media is full of these stats. They love to talk about how terrible things are, but ain't nobody really providing no solutions that really work. Nobody's giving you real solutions anywhere. And we know ain't nobody giving solutions to Black people because nobody believes that we deserve solutions. Nobody believes that we're worthy of a solution. Nobody believes that we're worthy of anything other than more suffering. And what's really disappointing about that is that there are some Black people who believe that we're only worthy of suffering. There are some of us, and I'm not trying to be mean. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I just really need you to take a moment and take a breather. And I'm going to say something. Give me a yes if it's okay if I say something that's gonna make some of you a little nervous. Give me a yes if it's okay if I can say this and still be loved, because I'm about to say something that's really about to kind of rock the foundation of some people's parenting and their perception of their own parenting. Is it okay if I say it? Can I say it? Can I share this? Let me know, because I want to get permission explicitly, because I do not want I already have people that think I'm being mean. They black excellence is mean, and you're pushing us to a higher standard. That's just being mean. Well, I'm sorry. I grew up with a daddy who was a Vietnam veteran who didn't tolerate bullshit, who was into tough love. That's what I grew up with. So that's all I know is being direct and straightforward. I cannot hold that back. All right. Here's what I'm going to say. I need to ask you, why in the world do we have this old Negro tradition of throwing our kids out to the economic wolves with absolutely no preparation whatsoever? Why do we, and my parents did this to me too, so I'm really indicting my own family on this. Why in the hell did, who told us that it makes sense to take an 18-year-old kid, send them out in the street with no economic skill, no assets, and absolutely nothing to protect them from this very fierce, very mean, borderline evil economy? Like, who told us this? At what point are we going to ever question this? At what point are we going to say, nah, that's not cool? And I got to give a shout out to the GOAT, Dr. Claude Anderson. Y'all know who he is, Powernomics.com. He wrote some of the greatest books in all of human history, but a lot of these Negroes are scared to read it. They don't invite him to college campuses. They don't share his philosophies because they want Black people to just get jobs and work for white people. That's what they want. And I'm sorry, I hate being mean like that, but that's the truth. Me talking like this is what scares away a lot of Black people. But one day they're going to get it. When they beat you upside the head, when they take you back behind the barn enough times and smack you and spank you and cut you down and chop you up and chew you out, or chew you up and spit you out enough times, you're going to start hearing people like me. And it's okay. I forgive you, for you know not what you do. But Dr. Claude Anderson actually said that it is child abuse to send your child out into a racist world where young people of all races are struggling economically and not give them anything that they can lean on. No resources, no nothing. All they know how to do, all they can do is limp across town and beg their oppressor to give them any kind of opportunity that he'll give. Any kind of crumbs, Master Sir, it becomes like a Oliver Twist movie. Please, sir, can I have 2 pence, 2 nickels, sir? Please, sir, can I have a little oatmeal, sir? Right? And our kids out here begging, borrowing, taking penitentiary chances, twerking for money on Instagram, twerking for money, Because they're trying to learn. Instead, they didn't go to Harvard Business School. They went to Cardi B Business School. Cardi B Business School says if you shake it well enough, then somebody's going to pay you money to do that. That's what they do. They go to the Cardi B Business School, or they go to the Hip Hop Thug Business School, where they spend all their time trying to rap and tap dance and do everything they can to make a nickel, and it does not work, and they struggle. Being broke is really painful, in case you don't know. For those of you who've never, how many of y'all have been broke before? How many of y'all know the pain of financial anxiety? This is a science. You know, my wife, I love my wife, and I love black women. I love my beautiful black wife, and I love talking about how wonderful she is. She's my partner in crime. I don't give a damn what nobody thinks. You might think it's simping, but I think you the simp, because you obviously hate your mother or something, because I don't know why you'll be talking crazy about black women. But my wife is a therapist, and she's not just a therapist. She's a therapist that trains other therapists. And this therapist who trains other therapists has done deep-seated research on the impact of trauma and financial anxiety on our people. And it is killing us. It is hurting us so bad. It's hurting us to the core. And we don't see it because we think that being black just means you're supposed to be tough. I'm a strong black woman. I'm going to scratch my balls. I'm a big, strong black woman. Let me grow a beard. And then the men, nobody listens to the men. Nobody cares. You know, some of the men, they cry on the internet and stuff. And but I don't think that crying really works in a competitive society for men. And in this world, I really think that you have to take a moment and reflect not just on your own trauma and your own pain, but you got to think about the pain that's being inflicted on the children. So I asked you that basic question I asked you earlier before. What makes us think that it's normal to send our kids out into this economically competitive world, this take no prisoners world, without resources, without anything? I'm going to speculate on that. I'm going to give you a perspective on this. And before I do that, though, I want to say thank you to everybody who came to the Stock Options Summit this weekend. We had a summit in Los Angeles. And I'm still at the hotel one more day. I'm just trying to rest up because we spent two whole days doing nothing but stock options training. And it was amazing. You guys were wonderful. I had a great time. And from the results of talking to you in the surveys and stuff like that, it looks like you guys really loved it. And I'm sorry that we sold out. Next time we'll try to get a bigger venue. And also, I am going to speak at an event hosted by hip hop star Jay Ortiz in Philadelphia. It's more so for younger people, but it's called the Get Money Fest. And I think their URL is getmoneyfest.com. Or if you text the word money to 87948, I'll send you a link so you can join. So feel free to join us in Philadelphia. It's going to be May 18th. And I'm just going to go out there. And, I think it's kind of a mix of financial literacy, how to make money, stuff like that. Lots of specialists like Andre C. Hatchett and Asia. I don't have her last name, but she's a branding specialist. So basically something where our young people can have options that go beyond begging white people for money. Like, I just really think that begging white people for money is a losing strategy. In fact, you know what? I'm going to say something that's going to sound real radical to people that don't understand it. And please hit the thumbs up button. If you could please hit the thumbs up button if you can. That really helps the algorithm. Also, I am on Spotify and Apple, so you can look up my name, Boyce Watkins, on Spotify and Apple if you'd like to follow there. One of the things I'm going to say now is I started thinking about integration again. And every year I come to new insights about just how royally screwed they made us when they integrated us into this society. Now, I want to be clear. I am not anti-white. I want to say that just because I scare white people when I talk like this. I also want to make it clear that I'm not even anti-integration. But I put up this tweet on Twitter. My Twitter is Dr. Boyce Watkins and the number one. Please feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm tired of being followed by idiots. I don't argue with idiots anymore. I'm getting to John Henry Clark status. John Henry Clark used to say, I only debate my equals, everybody else I teach. So I'm sorry. I know people think that that's me being uppity, but I'm not just, a dude from the corner. I'm a scholar. I got my PhD 20 years ago. So I know what I'm talking about. So I'm not going to debate you. I'm going to either listen to you or I'm going to ignore you. Or whatever, but then I'm going to share a perspective. And if you like it, great. If you don't, then keep doing what you're doing. But I put this up on integration. Here's what I said. I said, integration was a terrible idea for one reason. Think about this. I want you to process this. White people own nearly everything. and black people own almost nothing. We were in it. We were recruited. We were recruits. We were recruited to be consumers, renters, borrowers, and employees. That's what we were recruited for. We were recruited for the same reason that they're recruiting so many millions of illegal immigrants into the country. They're not bringing people across the border right now, and they're doing it on purpose. This is not an accident. They're not because the economy is boosting because of this. I don't know if y'all know this, but all the economic data pretty much says that the economy is stronger because they got so many people coming across the border. Well, why? Well, because when those people come over here, they're all looking for what? It rhymes with bobs. What are they all looking for? They're all looking for jobs. They're looking for jobs. They're not integrating. They're not bringing people across the border so they can become corporate, kings of corporations. They're not bringing these people across the border so they can become captains of industry. They're not bringing people across the border hoping they'll become the next Rockefeller or whatever. They're not bringing people across the border so they can run businesses and control things. They're bringing people across the border so they can get more labor. So the labor supply has gone up, which has boosted the economy, but workers' wages are staying flat or staying low. So when you are dumping your kids into this economy, pay attention now. I need y'all to let me know you're listening. When you are dumping your kids into this economy with no resources, no assets, no nothing, and they are seeking a job next to this other person who just came across the border, they're not going to ever get enough to really truly empower themselves because we were all recruited into this economy for the same reason. Human beings, I need y'all to understand, human beings are a natural resource, no different from cobalt that they need to go make electric vehicles. Human beings are a resource similar to oil or aluminum or silver or whatever. So when the same way they go mine all the gold out of Africa and claim it for their own, they were mining human beings out of Africa for a long time. That was called slavery. And then they started mining human beings out of America through this thing called integration. They said, damn, we got all these jobs that nobody else wants. So let's go get the black people and let them do these jobs. That's what you remember. Anybody remember things like the Great Migration where all of us moved from the South? What were we looking for? Why did we move? Jobs, 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 jobs. So here's the deal. I need y'all to kind of pay attention. I need y'all to pay attention to where the economy is. I need you to become conscious of where the economy is going. I need you to be aware of what you're doing with your kids. Be aware of what you're doing with your grandkids. Be aware of what those nieces and nephews are being thrown into. Because in a capitalist society, your wealth and your assets, that is your sword, that is your shield. That gives you the ability to conquer or the ability to avoid being conquered. That gives you the ability to play offense or the ability to play defense. That's like pads and a helmet and a strategy for a football player. So when you send your child out into the economy with very little training on financial literacy, other than how to get a job, with almost no assets to speak of, other than their bodies or their free time, then you're pretty much throwing them out there with nothing. You're signing them up for a lot of pain. Now, I'm going to dig into this a little bit further. And also, stick around to the end of the video. I'll give you a couple of stocks that I think are worth taking a look at. This is not investing advice, but these are some stocks you can buy for your kids. If you could, please hit that thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. And if you want to invest for your children, this is something that we advocate for heavily in the Black Business School. This is one of the things that makes us unique is we have something called the $5 a day investing plan. The $5 a day investing plan is something I put together when I was on the faculty at Syracuse University. And basically, it is just a simple plan where families that do it, their kids are going to have plenty of money by the time they hit adulthood. They go from strugglenomics to powernomics. They go from a position of saying, how do I survive, to saying, how do I acquire assets? And that's what you want. That's what you want. See, like just like in a football game, first thing you got to do is you got to defend yourself. But after you learn how to play defense, you got to learn how to play offense. And so this plan at blackwealthmasterplan.com is totally free. It's a $5 a day plan. We've got people all over the world that are doing this. This is the Black Economic Revolution that we started way back in 2006. Some of y'all been riding since then. And I want you to know that if I live until the year 2066, I'm not going to stop. Can't stop, won't stop. But this ain't no Diddy party. This is no Diddy. This is actually something that's really going to work. Diddy, unfortunately, is a guy who did a lot of talking. He did a lot of Black power talk, but I never believed a word that he said. He called Dr. Claude Anderson, and even Dr. Anderson could tell. He could tell the difference between people that follow through on things and people that just talk. And unfortunately, my perception of Diddy is that he was kind of a talker. And we need more than talkers. Rappers are talkers. Rappers are yappers. They yap for a living. They get in front of a group full of white people and they call each other niggas and just degrade women and act a fool. And then they get money for that. And somehow people think that's a plan for the Black community. That is not an economic plan. That is not how solid communities operate. You don't see the Jewish community operating in that way, do you? You don't see the Asian community operating in that way, do you? You don't see the Arab community operating in that way, do you? You don't see the Latino community operating that way, do you? Their leaders are not entertainers. Entertainers are not leaders. Entertainers are entertainers. So go entertain. Go make people laugh. Go bust a rap. Go, dance a jig, dribble a basketball, throw a football. But after that, stay where you're supposed to be. I know that they like to pull people in, and it's not their fault. It's not their fault. I remember they pulled Lil Wayne out and started asking him all these deep political questions that should have been answered by a political scientist. And it was really hilariously sad to watch this guy who looked like he was too high to even be in the interview, to answer these really serious questions he was not qualified for. That would be like me asking me to make a trap album. Like, that's like putting me in the studio and saying, we want you to make the Carter Part 4. I can't rap. I don't know nothing. I can't rap about being a duffel bag boy. I don't know how to do what Lil Wayne does. So why would you ask me to go in the booth and make the next extension of a Lil Wayne album? Well, that's how silly it is. But they do the silliness on purpose. I mean, this is intentional. That's how silly it is when they bring entertainers into serious conversations. We got serious people in our community. And unfortunately, the serious people get ignored because they want you to be a joke. They want you to see yourself as a joke. I mean, I see Black men that are just really doing it. I really do. And I admire you so much. I see brothers out here that are investing consistently, taking care of their families, working hard every day, building empires, getting it done, not afraid of anything. And it's unfortunate that there are people that we have to fight against. You have to fight against the fact that when your son says, I'd rather read a book than go bust a rap, that people are going to make fun of him. It's sad that he has to fight against people that think that because he's not sitting around holding a blunt and a lick in one hand and a liquor bottle in the other, that somehow he ain't being Black enough, or he's not keeping it real, or he's not a real dude, right? That's unfortunate. So he's going to have to be a real man enough to stand up to that nonsense, stand up to the weak men, right? It's sad that your son, because he loves a Black woman and says, this is my wife, this is the mother of my kids, I'm going to take care of this lady, I admire her, that there are men that will call him a simp because all they know is the hip-hop culture. They know the hoeing and the thugging and all the stuff that's going to give you 1,000 STDs, make your kids hate you, turn you into an alcoholic and a drug addict, and lead you to die at an early age, just like DMX. But for whatever reason, DMX gets hailed as a hero, even though for the most part, he was a very talented drug addict who was incredibly dysfunctional and had a series of significant mental health issues. There's nothing heroic about that. There's nothing to admire about any of that. The only thing that you can admire is the fact that he had a really rough voice and he knew how to rap. He could rap like that, and that makes it great. I think that's awesome. But that's where the admiration has to stop, and that's where you got to look to the real men to be leaders in your community. Let me keep going. Hit the thumbs up button. Please hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. You're watching DrBoyceTV.com. The home for intelligent Black people. A lot of you came to the Stock Options Summit this week. If you still want to learn stock options from us, we do have a masterclass that you can feel free to take a look at. It is stockoptionsmasterclass.com. That's stockoptionsmasterclass.com. Also, on the 25th, October 25th to the 27th, we are having the All Black National Convention. That is the leading event on earth of intelligent Black people. Is going to be in Chicago, which is actually Lombard, Illinois, to be more specific, which is right outside of Chicago. We have tons of people that come out there. And also rappers, don't think that I hate all rappers, because the first convention, David Banner and Killer Mike came in and did a great job. And we do have artists like D1 that come by, Willie D from the Ghetto Boys, a lot of great people, as long as they're coming with the right message, right? We don't admire somebody just because you can entertain white folks. We admire you because you care about the community and you're doing the work. So at the convention, we bring together professors and doctors and lawyers and scientists and entrepreneurs and nurses and mothers and fathers and activists and all kinds of people that just want to solve the problem, man. You know, just they're tired of being in last place. We're tired of being misrepresented. I think that's the thing that bothers me. I don't know if that bothers y'all, but it really bothers me that we get misrepresented as a bunch of bumbling idiots. You know, I'm scrolling through social media and I see a bunch of the leading female rappers like doing a twerking contest on Shade Room. And I'm sitting there thinking, is that really what you think about black women? That all they do is sit around and twerk all day, like twerk for a living. Ain't even getting paid to twerk. Just twerking, hoping somebody will give you some money. That don't even make no damn sense. And then the men, some of the men are very immature. I've talked about this. A lot of immaturity being mass promoted, and that's just not who you are. So anyway, if you want to come to the convention, you can go to allblacknationalconvention.com. Bring your family. And also, we're going to be at the Westin Hotel. We're going to sell out. We're just like we sold out the Stock Options Summit. So you may want to get your passes early if you want to join us for the convention. Okay. So let's finish this discussion. And then what I'm going to do is give you some stocks that you can invest in that'll get your kids prepared for the future. Okay. So here's what I want you to kind of understand. There's a string of data I could give you that basically says millennials are fried. Gen Zers. Millennials are kind of making it. The boomers are killing it. Boomers have plenty of money. Boomers are passing down a ton of wealth to their children. Boomers are economic leaders. Boomers are basically passing down tons of assets to their families. Women are part of the greatest wealth transfer in all of human history. And what's going on there is that men just die younger than women. So because of that, boomer women are going to be the richest group of people on the planet in the next 10 or 15 years. And then when the women pass, the millennials are going to inherit all their wealth, trillions of dollars. Gen Zers are being screwed with no Vaseline. All the Gen Zers basically are like they just got caught at a bad Diddy party and ain't no condoms left. They're literally getting screwed at a level that you can't even imagine. And in fact, let me just give you a little bit of data to kind of help you understand how bad things are for Gen Zers. And let me know if you've seen this. Let me know if you've seen this data that's out there. It's crazy. Basically, like student loans, number one, just starting there, the Gen Zers have to take on much more in student loans than we did. We didn't have to borrow that amount of money. I mean, most Gen Zers will never repay their student loans, like at least half of them. Half of all black college graduates default on their student loans. Did y'all know that? Half of all black college graduates will never pay off the student loan debt. So you're a sharecropper. That's what you're, unless you increase your income, unless you invest or do something to increase your income, you're going to be a sharecropper. And the reason the term sharecropper is appropriate is because basically what a sharecropper was a person who was pulled into slavery through debt. They would put the sharecropper in so much debt that he had to work for the master. He had to work for the owner for the rest of his life just to survive, not to get ahead, not to get off the treadmill. Like it's like you're on this treadmill and you're running faster and faster and faster. And you think that if I run fast enough, I'll get off this damn thing, but you never will. You can't. So a lot of people that are stuck in that economic cycle are just, they're kind of done. They don't have any tactics. You don't have any moves. Do you understand what I mean? You need more moves. You need more strategies. Also, Gen Zers can't afford houses. Basically, they have higher unemployment rates. Only 33% of Gen Zers believe they'll ever be able to afford a home in the next 5 years. Their savings are terrible. Over 50% of Gen Zers have less than $1,000 saved. That means that if they get hit with a financial crisis, like, I don't know, your car breaks down and the bill is $3,000, or, you know, something really bad happens and you need, you know, $4,000, they're done. I'm not going to talk about retirement. I'm not going to talk about retirement because that's just, I mean, how are you going to think about retirement when you can't even, when you don't even feel like you can make it to next Tuesday? So they're kind of struggling. They're really in a hard spot. It's really terrible. Now, here's the thing. If you're stuck like this, it doesn't have to be this way. The point is that it doesn't have to, you know, this does not have to be the reality of young people. A lot of people talk about it like there's no solution. Or they talk about it like, well, we need the government to do. I need you to think a little bit. I need us, and this is hard. This is a hard request. It's hard to ask, you know, if people are really committed to their brainwashing, it's hard to get them to think outside the box. You know, and I'm asking you to at least consider what I'm saying. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm not asking you to trust me. You don't have to trust me. You can think I'm a liar. But I want you to just kind of think outside the box. Do you understand? So give me a yes. Let's cue ourselves up mentally for this. Will you at least please consider what I'm saying? Give me a yes if you at least take what I'm saying, think about it, share it with your husband, share it with your wife, share it with your kids, and just think it through. Give me a yes. I want to make sure we're on the same page. Okay, I got my yeses. Great. So here's what I need you to understand. Most of these economic problems are challenges, but these economic problems can be easily solved, very easily solved. On my Twitter's Dr. Boyce Watkins 1, Dr. Boyce Watkins, the number one. And I just try to drop little clues and hints. By the way, that's Asia Johnson. She's speaking at the Get Money Fest in Philadelphia on May 18th. She's a brilliant lady. And I started off with this quote that I put up on Twitter today, where I said that the dumbest man in the room is the one who claims he knows everything. You know, I know a lot of know-it-alls, and most know-it-alls don't know shit. Because the reason you think you know everything is because your universe of knowledge is so small that you've mastered that small, tiny universe, and you think that there's nothing outside of your universe of thinking. The smartest man is the one who has an awareness of how little he actually knows. So those who seek knowledge tend to be more successful than those who think they have knowledge. Like I have probably more education than 99.9% of the people I've ever met. I mean, I'm not kidding. You know, it's just, it's like being on another planet sometimes because it makes me a little bit weird. But here's the deal. I need you to seek knowledge and understand that basic solutions will fix this problem. Number one, every time they talk about these studies where young people are struggling and they say young people can't, you know, millennials or Gen Zs can't afford rent, they can't afford a house, they can't afford this, can't afford that, they always make the assumption that it's one person doing it by themselves. They always do that. And that's not how economics is supposed to work. The way economics is supposed to work is that it's a team sport. So that means you better lock your ass up with somebody else who can get on your damn team. You better go connect. You better go find you a wife, a husband, a homeboy, a partner. You better go find something. You better find something, because when you go out in this world by yourself, you're kind of screwed. You're going to be fried. And I do believe in this. Is going to sound like a conspiracy theory, but I believe that they kind of like it that way. They like for you to be isolated because it's easier to control a group of people that are isolated. I think they did that during the pandemic. I think they tried to isolate us from each other and get us to fight each other. And when you're fighting each other, you're not paying attention to little things like, for example, how the politicians literally right this week signed off on $100 billion that they're giving to Israel and Ukraine that nobody asked for. Like nobody asked their butts to give $100 billion to Israel and Ukraine, but they passed it. And I saw that and I said, who the hell asked for that? Like what voter showed up and said, I need you to take all the money that should be spent on homelessness, education, infrastructure, and even though we have $35 trillion in debt, and I want you to take $100 billion and give it to the Israelis so they can go blow up a bunch of kids in Palestine. It's crazy to me, right? So I think that the world wants you separated. I want you together. I want you to love each other. I want you to find people that you can work with. Find business partners, find romantic partners, find friends, and blend all that. Blend that. Right? Don't just pick a woman because she looks good. Pick a woman because she is good. Pick a woman because she's going to make sure you good. She's going to have your back. Don't just pick a man because he fly and he can do it in the bedroom and all that. Find a man who can do all that, but a man who can also make sure you're financially safe. You don't want to have a man who wears gator shoes and looks good, but has your children financially traumatized. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand that. So that is the first message I would share. And I think that this is a science that should be shared with the kids in the sense that they should study these things. You know, if you want to know, for example, why we had the stock options summit this week, I could have taught you stock options online. I've done it plenty of times. I did it so you could meet each other. I did it. I was sitting back like a proud dad watching everybody just talking to each other, getting each other's numbers, coming up with ideas, making plans. And I said, man, this is where the magic happens. This is wealth being created right before my very eyes. That's what I see. I see wealth. When I see people coming together, I see wealth. When I see family, I see wealth. When I see black love, healthy love, I see wealth. Embrace these ideas. Make sure your kids understand these ideas. Number two, another thing is you got to invest for those damn kids. You can't just throw them out there with nothing. You got 18 years of that kid in your house. I want you to think about that for a minute. You got 18 years. That kid is in your house. They are under your supervision. You are solely responsible for that child's well-being to make sure that child is healthy, wealthy, and whole by the time they walk out that door. And by the way, 18 years, there's 8,760 hours in a year. By the time that child is 18, they have been in your supervision for 157,680 hours. You have spent 157,000 hours with that child, and nobody even took 100 of those hours to teach them how to go buy real estate. I'm baffled. I'm absolutely baffled. You had your child in your house for 157,680 hours. And literally, I could have taught them how to invest in the stock market in about two of those hours. But we out here twerking. I don't know what the hell I don't know what we're doing with all that time. I don't get it. You have that child under your supervision, your responsibility for 157,680 hours. And nobody ever taught that little girl how to start her own business. I just don't know why you would do that. I don't understand why we would. The only thing that comes to mind is brainwashing. That's it. It's got to be brainwashing because there's nothing logical. You can't argue with what I'm saying based on like logic. Like you can't logically say, well, no, it's bad to teach children how to build wealth. It's bad to teach them how to be financially secure. Dog, you this ain't right. You hurting people. But no, this is not. This is not rocket science. So there's nothing if you try to argue with me, I'm not going to really hear that right now because you don't have a leg to stand on. You know how our children suffer and when they become adults. You know how the Gen Zers are suffering. And the reason they're suffering is because of economics. They're depressed because of their economic situation. They are suicidal. They are feeling anxious. They're scared. They're nervous. They're freaking out. Go look at Twitter and you see all these like 20-somethings that are like crying because they can't pay the freaking rent. Well, when I see that, my thought is like, well, where's your daddy at? What was your mama doing? Did anybody teach you anything? Did anybody get you ready for this economy? This economy is like kung fu. They didn't get you ready for the fight. And you're just getting punched in the face right now, little girl. Didn't nobody have your back? So I'm asking you to just do something real basic. I mean, it's not like I'm asking you to do anything different from what you already do. I'm just asking you to love your kids. And understand that love goes deeper than just feeding them every day and making sure that they don't die. It goes into getting them ready and making sure they're prepared. And it's very easy to do. It's very easy. It's very easy mathematically to do. I'll share the link again. Again, this is free. This is not something, you don't have to pay a nickel to do this. All you gotta do is pay attention. You go to Black Wealth Master Plan. If you invest $5 a day for your child, in the stock market, even if you're randomly picking stocks, I'll give you a couple stocks I like today, but honestly, you could literally randomly pick S&P 500 stocks and this will still work. By the time 10 years goes by, based on history, you can't predict the future of the market, but you can look at the past. Based on history, After 10 years, your child has $29,000 liquid. By after 20 years, they have $102,000 approximately, give or take a few thousand. After 30 years, they have about $250,000, give or take a few thousand. There's no child, there's no 30-year-old or no Gen Z or no millennial that has $300,000 or $250,000 liquid in their bank account who's sitting on TikTok crying because they can't pay the rent. Not one. None. If they are, it's because they're an idiot and they wasted all their wealth. And here's the thing. I talked to a mom at the Stock Options Summit this week, and she was doing good. I said, look, the $5 a day plan was made for people that are really struggling. It was made for people that are making minimum wage. It wasn't made for people like you because I know you're making money. So I said, do you have a car? She said, no, I paid it off. I said, good for you. I said, are you going to get another car? She said, yes. I said, what would be a reasonable car note for you to consider for your car? Because I know you're going to get something nice. She was kind of a professional woman, you know, kind of, you know, dressed nice and everything. I said, okay, you're probably going to get something nice. So like a Mercedes or something. So what kind of car note would you be willing to pay? And she said, about $600. I said, okay, so let's do some quick math. I said, now I'm going to ask you a stupid question that I know the answer to. And the question was simple. I said, do you love your child as much as you love your car? And she kind of laughed. she said, I love him more. I love him more. You know, it's almost like she was offended that I even asked a question like that. She said, I love him more. I said, okay, great. So let's assume that you are a really bad parent and you only loved your child as much as you love your car. And let's say that when you go get that car with that $600 a month car note, you also put $600 a month into the S&P 500 for your child. I said, now you do know that based on the history of the S&P 500, even if you were randomly picking stocks, or you can go to blackwealthmasterplan.com, we show you exactly how to do it. You would have approximately, he would have over $100,000 liquid by the age of 10. If he did that from birth, he'd have over $100,000 by the age of 10, over $400,000 by the age of 20. He would have close to $1 million by the age of 30. And so I said, imagine being 28, 29 years old as a black man and having hundreds of thousands of dollars liquid in your bank account and also having a Swiss Army knife of skill sets that can help you go make money. Like literally, you know exactly how to get money in every single way. Getting money is easy because you've got all the skill that you need. So the issue here is very basic. This is a very basic solution. This is not complicated. I didn't need my PhD to do this. I could have did this when I first started teaching college students in 1993. I could have did this when I was 22 years old. Basically, you just have to consistently invest. Don't sell the assets. When your kids go out into the world, they will have armor. They will have a shield. They will have a sword. They will be ready for the big fight because these economic systems ain't playing with you. These racist folks ain't playing with you. Let me know if you're following this. Let me know if you're getting this. They don't love your baby the way you love your baby. They will take your daughter and turn her into a little twerking Cardi B lookalike. They'll have her stripping for money. Some fat, greasy man will be offering her $500 to come over and slobber all over her three times a week. Girl, I can get your rent paid. All you got to do is kind of just go along with the program. With his old nasty ass, fat, diseased ass. Done been through 3,000 women trying to sleep with your 20-year-old daughter. This is real life, y'all. This is real life. I told the students this weekend when we were at the Stock Options Summit, I told them about a lady when I was struggling and I was broke. I told them about a lady that came up to the drive. I was working at Hardee's the night shift, not getting enough sleep but I needed the job. And this lady pulled up, 40-something-year-old lady, ugly-ass white lady, pulled up and she just kept sitting there in the drive-thru. She was staring at me. And I said, why is that lady staring at me? And she keeps going through she went through the drive-thru three times and she would just sit there. And I said, can I help you? And she didn't say nothing. I said, do you need anything? She said, I just want to look at you. And I said, okay. And I'm 18. I literally don't know. I did not even know at that time that there were cougars. I didn't know what a cougar was. And this nasty old lady is sitting there staring at me. And I turned to my homeboy, who's supposed to be kind of a mentor. He was a little older. Like, I think I was 18. He's about like 27, 28. You know, I was looking up to him. And this dude literally said to me, he said something like, she just want to sleep with you for money. Just go sleep with her and get the money. That was his advice. That was his brotherly mentorship, like literally, like sleep with her and get the money. And I remember thinking, that don't seem right. I don't think I want to do that because this lady's nasty. And I don't think you should be sleeping with people just to get a couple dollars. But she was taking advantage of my financial insecurity because she looked like she had some money. She pulled up in something nice. So I'm telling you that if you're not getting your kids ready for this world, they're going to have a hard time. And I'm asking you, and I go back to my basic question. Then I'm gonna shut it down in a second. I go back to that basic question I asked y'all in the beginning. Who started that old Negro tradition of black people sending our kids out into an economically competitive world with no assets, no options, and no skill set? Assed out. No assets, no options, no skill set other than going to white people and hoping that they will give them a job, or going to college and going so deep in debt that they'll never get out. Who told you that? Because whoever told you that did not love you. So I encourage you to think outside the box. I mean, don't do it for me. Do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. That's my two cents. Okay, so if you could do me a favor, could everybody please hit the thumbs up button? Thumbs up, share, subscribe. I promise you all, I give you a couple stocks that I like. I think you could, if you're starting your investing journey, these might be a couple places to kind of look into. One of the stocks that I'm actually going to buy some shares in is Micron Technology. Micron Technology engages in the provision of innovative memory and storage solutions that operates through the following segments: compute and networking business units, mobile business units, embedded business units, etc. It is highly recommended by analysts. And my assessment would be, a bullish assessment would be, that the company is expected to have high shareholder returns and it's strong cyclically. It's a major producer of DRAM and NAND chips with healthy market share positions, allowing it to benefit from secular trends in AI, 5G, and connected cars and all that. So the ticker symbol is MU. Somebody type MU in the chat, please, MU. And this might be an asset you can add to your portfolio that you can get for them kitties. And I promise you this, if you're consistently buying stocks like this and you're just doing it regularly, I mean, you got to do it regularly. You got to be consistent with it. You have to go hard. Don't be scared. Stop being a punk with it. These are your kids, man. This is your life. This is your future. Protect yourself. Get out there, go hard, and don't listen to the Negro naysayers, because their kids are going to be out here struggling. Their kids are going to be out here begging for jobs. Their kids are going to be out here losing. Their kids are going to be out here complaining, crying on TikTok. We don't do that up in here. Ain't no crying allowed in the grown folks section. We come up with solutions. So solve the damn problem and stop whining about it. I'm not into whining. Never once has wine ever solved a problem. Wine will only make you feel better. Wine will numb you up. Wine will get you drunk. But so some people turn to the wine when they have a problem. I don't want to turn to the wine. I want to turn to the solution. Does that make sense? Do you got that? All right. So anyway, I'm going to bounce out. I hope you guys have a great, great night. And also, I have a free training you can have called How to Make Money Without Working. It's an introduction to the way I make money, selling stock options, things like that. If you'd like to take a look at that stuff, just text the word money to 87948. Text money to 87948. Also, if you do, also text money to 87948. I'll send you information about the Get Money Fest. Jay Ortiz and his crew, they're the host. It's mostly an event designed mostly for millennials and Gen Z folks. And I'm going in there, guns blazing, to talk to young folks. It's like a mix of like hip hop and fashion and financial literacy. They're doing a great job. And I just want young people to know, like, even though I go hard and I might yell and scream and just I might sound like the mean, crazy uncle, I'm doing that because I care about you. I'm doing that because I want to see you win. I'm doing that because you're not built to lose. And there are opportunities out here, but you have to know how to look for them. And I want you to not listen to some of the things that your parents and grandparents told you. They lied to you. They gave you a false reality. America sold you a false dream. But here's the good news. The good news is that there's a real dream out there. There are real possibilities out there. This is the wealthiest country in the world. This is the wealthiest country in the world. So if you're struggling in the wealthiest country in the world, there's a good chance that nobody introduced you to how rich people are getting ahead. I mean, seriously, how in the hell can America be terrible in every way? I'm not saying America's great. Y'all heard me complain about stuff all the time. I told you, we gave $100 billion to Israel and Ukraine. I think that's insane. But still, though, there are people that are doing well. And so again, the way maybe I can help you as a finance scholar, I study this. This is in my DNA. I've been studying this since a lot of you, before a lot of you were born. You know, I can tell you like what's happening, how to view it, how to prepare, and how to get in a position of strength, not in a position of weakness. And I can tell you one of the things that kills us and holds us back is we hold on to stupid traditions that were given to us by people who do not love us, who do not care about us. So be smart, be ready, be intelligent. So anyway, the Get Money Fest is May 18th in Philadelphia. JRT's folks are holding it. I think there's a URL set up at getmoneyfest.com if you want to go and lock your spot in. And I'd love to see you there in Philadelphia. That's the next event that I'm going to do. And then I think I'm going to go to George Frazier's event too, because I just love George Frazier. And then last but not least, if you want to get a copy of that training, How to Make Money Without Working, just text the word money to 87948. All right, guys, I'm out of here. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Much love to all of you. And I will be back tomorrow for our financial consciousness training. As you know, we do that every single morning. If you want to join us for financial consciousness training, you can also text the word morning to 87948 and you can join us in consciousness training, because I want you to be aware. I want you to be conscious. I want you to be ready. We're about to win. Talk to you guys later. Have a good night. Love you. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Believe none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV.